You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shemuel HaNavi, alav shalom. The 28th of Iyar, Shemuel HaNavi passed away today, 28th of Iyar. As you know, the story of Shemuel HaNavi, and who was his mother? Chana, alav shalom, that waited for this child for 20 years. 19 and a half years she waited. So now, there's a story that brought that at age of 3, Chana Alah Shalom took him to Beit HaMikdash.
How do you know he was 3 years old?
Did he just as for the calculation, when he passed away and so on, the Gemara brings that in this story that I'm just going to explain, he was only 3 years old. Right, right. Yeah, and at that age, actually, he had a Ruach HaKodesh. At the age of 3, I mean, we, if we have Ruach, is enough. And the Kodesh, forget it. Well, one idea is that he recognized Hashem at the age of 3. Yeah, yeah. That's one of the ideas, that he realized that there's a Creator. So now at the site of the Beit HaMikdash, there was a matter that came up that the Kohen Gadol at the time was Eliyahu Kohen, alav shalom, that they need to bring a sacrifice, so he was looking for a Kohen, a call on a Kohen to do the sacrifice. So Shemuel HaNavi at the time, told Eliyahu Kohen that he doesn't need to be a Kohen. Anybody can slaughter the animal. Shemuel HaNavi was right, because that's what the halacha is. That even though that he's not a Kohen, he can do the shechita. So now we have a ruling that if you give your opinion at the time that the authority is present, so then you commit a forbidden act. So that means when the authority is there, then you're not permitted like to designate and give your opinion. I mean, you can discuss and so on, but you cannot say that's what the halakha is, because there's an authority there. Yeah. It's called Moreh Halakha Bifnei Rabo. So that's what Shemuel HaNavi did. So then, actually, at that time, he was punishable. So that's what Eli wanted to do, because Eli HaKohen was the authority. He was the one that, would designate what to do or not to do. So then, actually, he should have been punished. I mean, severely punished. So, Chana, Alah Shalom, was present at the time and says, Al Hanar Azeh Hit Palalti. You know the song? Yeah? That's where the song comes from. So she said, remember, because the story, when we go back, you know the story, right? That Eliyahu Kohen thought that Chana is drunken because she was praying to Hashem and actually made a mistake. So then he gave her bracha to have a child. So Shemuel HaNavi was actually was the cause, the blessing that Eliyahu Kohen gave to Hana. So he says, no! Don't punish him, because this is the child that I prayed for. So he says, don't worry, I'm going to give you another bracha. Because what he did, you have to punish him. But I can't give you another bracha, I can have a child. You follow so on, so far?
Yes.
Yeah. So now here he says in the pasuk that this is the child that I prayed for, and ush'altihu. You familiar with the pasuk? It says ush'altihu. What is ush'altihu means?
Ask for.
What does she'ela means? She'ela, it means ask for and?
Request.
And what else? Like, let's say somebody comes to you, lish'ol. To lish'ol your car. What does it mean?
To borrow.
Chazak Baruch. So now here, interesting. The Hana says, this child, I just borrowed it. What does that mean? Well, what does she mean?
Is that mine?
What was she talking about? What do you mean? It's your child. You're saying you borrowed it? What does she mean? It's like, what does it mean temporarily? So it's my child. You know, I give him his tuition, and you know, I buy food for him. What do you mean? Fine. So what does that mean? What's a temporary basis? Like, let's say your car and somebody else's car. How do you treat your car and how you treat somebody else's car? Like, let's say if you borrow somebody else's car, like his Ferrari. So how do you treat it? Huh? How do you treat it?
If you get somebody else's car?
Yeah. Ah, so you're more careful with somebody else's car than your car? Ah, so now she's saying, first of all, that Alahana Razihit Padalti Ush'altihu. So now here he says, don't worry, I'm going to give you another Mishabarach, you're going to have another child. So now here, the beautiful message is, first of all, she was saying, fine, you're going to give me Mishabarach. But it's not the same thing when I did tefillah that Hashem gave me this child. It's not the same. Because what I give you through the tefillah, it's not the same as it's just given to you. What's the difference? Yes, sir.
What you prayed for and the prayer came true.
So Hashem gave you. What's the difference that you prayed and prayed and prayed and I finally went through? Huh? What's the difference? And he says, Ushaltihu. You know, this is a lender. Huh? It's a lender. The child is a lender? What do you mean? It's my child. I worked so hard for it. So here, one thing that we learn, first of all, you have to know that when you pray to Ribono Shel Olam, whatever that Hashem gives you, it lasts forever. You understand? It's not just like an easy comes. When you pray and I pray and pray and pray, it gives you such a protection. Now here, Hana says, what are you going to do to this child? This is just a lender. I borrowed this. You cannot harm it. You cannot, you know, take it away from me. It's a lender. It's not mine. So now here is a very interesting point. You know, La'ai Menu insists in the Torah that she cried and cried and cried and cried, right? To the extent that she almost lost her eyesight. So now we see Rachel Menu also cried, right? So what did Hashem tell Rachel Menu when she was crying? You say this pasuk after tefillah, right? So Ribono Shel Olam told Rachel, no, don't cry anymore. Did Hashem tell Le'ai Imenu to not cry anymore?
Yeah.
What is this? La Imenu cried. Hashem never told her to stop crying. Huh? But Rachel Imenu, when she started crying, she said, no, don't cry anymore. What do you mean? Hashem was prejudiced? Why? Hashem didn't tell La Imenu to stop crying. But Rachel Imenu says, don't cry anymore. Why? Fine, but what's the difference between crying and crying? She cries, Hashem says, doesn't say nothing. Rachel Imenu cries, you listening? And she tells her to stop crying. Why? So what?
No, Leah is supposed to get more Zechuyot.
Who?
Leah.
Yeah. But what was she crying for, La Imenu? Yeah, but what was she crying for, La Imenu? For not be the portion of?
Esav.
So she wanted to get married to Esav, right? So now, what Rachel Imenu was crying? For Yisurin that Am Yisrael they were going through, right? Because when they were taken to the Bavel, right? So now here, you listening? Listen carefully. Here, we see that Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, La Imenu, now you can cry, it's okay, cry. But Rachel Imenu tells her, no, don't cry. So we learn from here that for Yisurin, you should never cry. For Yisurin, why should you cry? Huh? So that's why Hashem tell Rachel Imenu, don't cry. It's all to your benefit. What are you crying for? But when the mother of the family, children, and by the man comes about, you can cry as much as you want. You can palel as much as you can. Why? Because as Hannah, Allah Shalom is saying, Ush'artihu, this is a lender. That means it's non-stop. The kids, as long as they have their parents, they still, they're kids. No matter they become an Abba, become a grandfather, as long as they have their parents, as mother esteem, they're still kids. They need help. So that means it's a lender. And that's why we see here, Shemuel HaNavi Alav Shalom, it was a lender. That's what Hannah says. And Al-Nar Hazid Palalti, you cannot take it away. Why? Because this is the outcome that how much I pray to Hashem. You cannot take it away. So here we see, even though sometimes the life becomes a little hard, that's good. Why? Because you keep playing and praying. Why? Because when Hashem gives you whatever you need, it's going to last forever. Even Eliyahu Kohen, he could not take it away. You know what it is? He could not take it away. Even though that Shmuel HaNavi maybe committed something wrong, Eliyahu Kohen was not able to take it away. Why? Al-Hanar Azeit Balalti Ushartihu. This is the outcome of my tefillah. He cannot take it away. And that's how it is. That you should never stop praying for family, for children, for zivug. Why? Because when it comes, then it's going to be Ba'ol Me'ad. Hashem Yizakeinu B'Zchutov. Shema Navi Alav Shalom. Hashem Baruch Hu Yizakeinu Otanu B'Yeshuot. B'Sorot Tovot, Semachot. Amen Ki Ratzon.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.